Let's head over to Austin and District 14 State Representative John Rainey joins us. Good morning, John. How are you?
Doing great, Scott. Right in the middle of appropriations.
As usual, you do step out of appropriations to visit with us, and we appreciate that, but you do have some familiar faces over there in front of you this morning.
We do. The A&M system and all the agencies and the universities of the A&M system are testifying today on their budget request, and of course, from a standpoint of what we would like to do locally, I think we're probably trying to help A&M that helps our community.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, of course, that is in your wheelhouse as well because you're in higher ed, so kind of a double setup right there. Basically, tell me what does it look like as far as the agencies of the university system this year in higher education from your view?
Well, I think that they all do a wonderful job. A&M has cut their expenses and put that money of their administrative expenses and putting that into salaries and education and also in research. So I think that's good. Their administrative expenses around 3%, which is probably the lowest in the state. So that's good for us. I think most of the agencies would like to have a little more money. You know, fire service would, the extension service and ag and agri-life, and of course TTI is one of the jewels of the university system, Texas Transportation Institute.
You know, one of the things we talked to Senator Schwertner about yesterday, and that will have to be tackled in the House as well, and that is the increased cost in health care and the teacher retirement fund. That's going to run dry pretty soon, and you're going to have to find some place to fill in that gap. I don't know if it's going to come from the rainy day fund or where, but you have any views or thoughts right now on what we're going to do as far as the health care side of teacher retirement?
You know, I really don't. We haven't gotten to that yet, so I don't know where we're going to go. We do have to do something. It's no doubt about it. Both teacher retirement and ERS are in trouble unless we find some money to put into that. I'm not sure where it's going to come from right now. But we will find some way, I'm sure, to make those things more stable.
Yeah. And, you know, we had mentioned yesterday, they didn't even have health care for teachers before, I don't know, 1985 or so. And so they threw something together and, you know, it was going to work for the short term. But everybody knows how high the cost of health care has gone. And it's really hard to be able to have enough money in there. But you certainly don't want to put a hardship on those retirees to have to pay a higher premium.
Well, one of the things I think we need to do is figure out a way to lower health cost, and then we won't have as much trouble with the insurance side. If we can lower health costs, and I was talking to some folks yesterday from UTMB in Galveston, and they are working very diligently to take all the elements of medical education and educate them in some of the same classrooms, and they see that as a policy that the nurse practitioners and the nurses and in some of the same classes as the doctors, and it builds a relationship with those people rather than an adversarial or positive one. And it makes some sense to me. I don't know how successful it's been at this point, but they're touting that as one of the ways to help bring down the cost of healthcare.
Well, sure. Again, physicians' assistants, nurse practitioners, those people, if they can provide some help there, it's gonna help, because there are only a finite number of doctors we can be graduating every year or we can have in practice, and so to have more people who are more knowledgeable out there on the front lines, it sounds like that would make sense.
And one of the other things that we have in that regard is that we don't have enough graduate medical education slots, and they're not funded very well. So we have more graduates who are leaving the state to go to their residencies and not coming back. So what we need to do is create more of those GMEs so that we can keep our doctors inside the state of Texas.
Yeah, because they'll stay here for their undergrad, and then when they have, because there aren't slots here, they move on, and getting them to come back to Texas is probably problematic in some cases.
They told me that typically a doctor will stay within 30 miles of where he does his residency.
Wow. We do need to keep them home if we can. John Rainey, the District 14 state rep with us. And finally, I'd like to get your thoughts on the state of the state, which happened earlier this week.
Well, I think the governor made a very good presentation. I'm a little concerned about some of the cuts, but it looks like he's funding those with some of those monies that are sitting there. So as far as tax cuts are funded by spending some of that dedicated funds that have been sitting around for a while. So I think we're going to be okay. It's going to be a battle. Everybody wants increased spending. All the agencies do. It doesn't make any difference which one you talk to. And the taxpayers are wanting tax relief. So it's a balancing act.
Well, we again talked to Senator Schwertner yesterday, and I'm sure you'll hear from some elected officials here that some discussion over concerns if there's a cap put on appraisals or a cap put on property taxes, because obviously those dollars are spent here locally, and those taxing entities are concerned if there might be a cap out there.
Well, there's some indication, probably some bills that have been introduced. You know, we just have to watch those things as they go through and see how they're presented, and those folks from from the county and the cities need to be aware of what's happening and make their voices heard, as do the taxpayers themselves. So we just have to work that as it comes. I haven't seen those bills yet or read them. They have to go through Ways and Means, and after they talk about them, we'll see them and then see the results. And when it hits the floor, that's when we'll know what to do.
Exactly. John Rainey is the District 14 state rep. We visit with him on Thursdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website. We'll talk to you next week, John. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
All right.
Always enjoy it.
Thanks. See you later. Bye.